Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Rising, and thank you all for joining us for Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we'll be joining Zelda Speaks live at Board Up. Now, you can join her visually live on Facebook, and also you'll be able to hear us live as we are there taking a look at what is going to happen in 2023. The mayoral election is quite a hot race, and we just got off the heels of the race for so many elected officials across the country, the races for governor and Senate and Congress, congressional representative, let me say. Not put a gender to it, since they're males and females that got elected. And We've had judges elected. So now we're about to gear up for the next round of elections, the municipal elections, and some states have some pretty hot contests going on. As we know, Chicago politics is always full of controversy. And if there's anything every city in the nation is plagued with, it is the issue of crime. Everybody is saying that they have the solution to the crime problem. But one of the things that's been most noteworthy of Dr. Willie Wilson is his actively seeking to alleviate the financial burden of families who are hardest hit by this recession from the changes in our economy due to COVID and businesses closing or slowing down. And he has money freely for those who are homeless. He has been giving out gas for those who need to fill their cars so they can get to work. And he has been giving out groceries, money for groceries for the we'll be live at the Board of Elections where Dr. Willie Wilson, among other candidates for mayor, will be filing his petitions, and we're expecting that Dr. Wilson will have some words to share about this journey to the position of mayor of the city of Chicago. This is definitely not his first run, but one that is quite prominent in that he's received a number of endorsements from various ethnic communities. He received endorsements over the weekend from the Polish community, and he received endorsement from pastors in the Latino community. And he continues to have quite a council of pastors that are supporting his candidacy. And he's reminding voters that during COVID, stated was an attack on religious freedom. This definitely touched a nerve with many voters who felt that if there was any place they needed to go to, for comfort, it was the church. And the liquor stores were kept open, but the churches were closed. So this is likely going to be an issue that has an impact in this upcoming election. How do we handle the COVID crisis? Were we sensitive to the needs of the people? Did the city respond in a way that was expected to keep its employees paid even in the work slowdowns? And many of the businesses that needed help, did they receive it? Did we pull together as we could have done as a city? Or were citizens faced with more distress, such as with the red light cameras that had anonymously issued speeding tickets, the red light tickets that citizens were often receiving in the mail and found difficult to contest? Well, those cameras are something that Dr. Wilson has pledged to get rid of, and that is another position that many citizens have applauded because they feel that this was another means of creating distress for an already economically distressed population and a way to create a means whereby if people didn't have money, then their cars could be booted and towed. creating more economic distress. So is there a better way for the city? Dr. Wilson has also championed the cause of voter access to the polls, noting that with the closing of many polling places, voter turnout was low because some people simply could not get to the polling places, the places that they would have normally attended may have been closed, and as a result, those places that were open may not have been accessible or forced people to have to as disabled. So many of these things, Dr. Wilson has pointed out, are basic human issues. And his opponents have not been able to really challenge the issues he has raised. This is their first elected position. So a career in politics does not make a person a good leader necessarily. And during these times of economic distress, people are listening to a man who is sharing his wealth so freely and pointing out the insensitivity of government policies that punish people for not having money during times of recession and global pandemic. Shortly as she takes us to the Board of Elections, where Dr. Willie Wilson will shortly be filing his petitions this morning and giving us a few words about his expectations for the upcoming election and his intentions for the city of Chicago. Those who were impoverished by giving them fines for not having money to pay fines and making them suffer more because they're suffering. So Dr. Willie Wilson's candidacy can set a different kind of precedent, and we're looking forward to hearing from him as he files his petitions this morning. We'll be joining that process and also talking to some of others who are planning to file petitions this morning and hearing what they have to say in terms of their platform, their position, and their beliefs. Why are they running, and what do they really intend to do that is different than what we already have? So across the nation, we can see change happening, a new standard of elected officials, a new standard that the people will decide. Will this standard now be based on compassion? Will it be based on sensitivity? Will it be based on strengthening families as opposed to weakening them with debt? And will it be based on respect for people's religious freedom, their right to worship, their right to turn to their houses of worship in a time of crisis, as opposed to having those houses of worship shut down? These are issues that Dr. Willie Wilson has repeatedly discussed and will continue to bring to the forefront as a mayoral candidate. And we are also looking to hear a response from the current mayor, Lori. And she may not be when she files. We will see the order of the candidates on the ballot. And everybody wants to be first, so there are those who literally camped out and were there or had people there at the door waiting for the doors to open so they could be first in line. So we're going to take a look at those who may have made an effort to be first. And we're going to join Zelda Speaks. And you can join her live on Facebook as she gives us a step-by-step, blow-by-blow report. Elections in whatever city we live in, we need to know what these candidates truly stand for. And we also need to understand what our responsibility is if we are expecting to have an impact on the future. So be joining Zelda Speaks, and we want you to listen in and call in 515-605-9325 and give us your thoughts the mayor filing for a position on the ballot today. Us a chance to see who is running and why. And we certainly do express, we expect to hear more from Dr. Willie Wilson after he files his petition. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. We'll join you right now.
It is usually, as you can see, $59.95. It is on sale for Black Friday for $47.99. Makes a great gift. I know you all know somebody. We all know somebody who worries incessantly. Mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, somebody. We're always in chaos and surviving chaos in the community, in our lives, wherever we are. And it's important that we take the time, like we're doing now, to spend some time with them. The first 5 minutes of the day, people jump up out the bed, into the shower, into their clothes, into breakfast, and out the door, and have not spent not 1 minute with self. Do you count the minutes on the toilet stool? If it's concentrated. If you can concentrate in the bathroom on the toilet, absolutely. But in the meantime, in between time, let us continue and let us begin the breathing process. As we breathe in through the nose, hold it for the count of 5, and exhale. All right. Inhale deeply. breathing may not be synchronized, but as long as you are breathing in for 5 seconds, holding it for 5 seconds, and then blowing it out for 5 seconds, and blowing out as hard as you possibly can. As you breathe in, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale a little longer. And as you continue breathing in and breathing out, giving thanks for the power of the breath, know that you are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, know that you have been blessed with breath that can protect you in times of chaos and confusion. As you continue to inhale deeply, and when you breathe in, feel your chest expand. And when you exhale, feel your chest deflate. You see, breathing deeply is your connection to the power within, to the one that you call God, Jesus, Yahweh, Allah, Benai, Elohim, Universal Spirit, your spirit guide, whatever you choose to call it. When you inhale and exhale, give thanks that you are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we inhale once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as we take one more long, last, deep inhale. Inhale deeply. Sending love, light, and energy from the top of the head down through the face and the neck and the shoulders. Feel free to stretch those shoulders and those arms and those hands. Give that body some movement. A body in motion stays in motion, and we want to stay in motion. So continue to breathe in and breathe out. Stretch and just move and breathe. And sending the breath on down through the solar plexus, the stomach and the hips and the thighs and the knees. Sending more love, light, and energy down with the breath, through the breath, down to the legs and the ankles, to the arms and the insteps and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Yeah. Send that energy back up through the feet, through the ankles, through the legs and the knees. Yeah, feel free to rub those knees, because at some point, if you keep the immune American diet that has our joints inflamed. So inhale deeply. And remember to eat turmeric every day. I promise you it helps. And exhale. And let's take an inhale. And as you exhale, bring your head forward, chin, and slowly bring that head back around to right. And face forward. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring your head down to your chest and slowly rotate the head to the right. And around to the back. Slowly, slowly, and slowly bring it back around to the front. Slowly. And exhale. And one more long, deep breath. Inhale deeply. Turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And exhale. Inhale once more. Turning your head to the right side and feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. And exhale. about your day, keep in mind two awful words on the planet. I am. And you can choose your affirmation for the day as soon as the train goes by. I am divinely guided and protected. Divine and one of a kind. Inhale deeply. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out, knowing that you are meditating and activating. And if there's one thing that I can leave you with this exercise, and that is to remember to get out in nature. Go somewhere, put your feet in the grass, walk along the beach, walk along the trees, just go somewhere and be in nature. Spend at least 5 minutes, 30 minutes preferably, but at least 5 minutes. You deserve 5 minutes, don't you? Okay, I thought you did. Alrighty, and that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and you can go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, and see lots of this. And remember, when someone comes in your face during the course of the day and try to throw you off their chaos and confusion, you simply blow. Inhale with the mouth through your nose, and exhale through your mouth. And if you have a little garlic or a little onion on your breath, you'll be just fine, because I promise you they'll disappear. Just like that, just disappear. And let's see what comments we have this morning. Okay, I am on my cell, and I don't usually do this, so I don't know how to bring that up, so forgive me for that. Broadcasting live from the car today, because we have a press conference at 8:30, and I have to be there, and there's no way I could get there in time and do the show. So, of course, I had to park and do the show. And that's part of being a host, being in two places at one time. Why should you speak Chinese on Monday morning mindfulness? And that's what we're talking about this morning. And I've got Esther Zoe. There she is. All right. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Donna. How are you? Good morning.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, stay warm. Seems like it's not warm out there.
Oh, it's very cold out here. Oh, it is so good to see you. I am sitting in my car.
I can see that.
I'm running around looking for a parking space, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I have to be to City Hall when the conference starts. So you may get a chance to do a whole lot more talking than I will while I'm walking from the car to City Hall. So
okay.
welcome this morning, and thank you for being a guest on the Female Solutions Blog Talk Radio and also the Higher Learning Network. I met this dynamite little lady at a Willie Wilson press conference at City Hall. This is where I met you, and this is where I'm waiting to go this morning.
Yes.
And we just had a lovely conversation. So just tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive off into the subject of why you should listen to me.
Well, I'm a new immigrant, first generation immigrant from China, over 28 years ago. So all these 28 years, I've been living in Chicago. Chicago is my favorite town, and that's why I'm so devoted to Chicago, a better place. That's by, you know, campaign for Dr. Wilson, because I believe in him. So, and so to me, it's a great opportunity to connect with the people with like-minded who want to make Chicago a better place.
Mm. Well, so, you are absolutely right on target, because it's the citizens who make this city great.
Absolutely.
They have a thinking the politicians run it. We run it. We just don't know it, so we give our power to them. So this is a way to do something different. And take back power. Say that.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we call democracy, right? We make the government. We the people, we elect them to be. So I
he does cater to the rich and famous. We don't, that's not our issue. That's not our business. His heart is in the right place to do the right thing for his people. And his people are humans. They don't come with a color. He stresses that all the time. At the Polish American was so funny. At the Polish American, where they, Polish American was a strangle sign. He was endorsed by the Polish American Congress last week, the Illinois Convention, up on the northwest side. And during his speech, he, as he says that he always does, he says, "I'm Polish too." And everybody clapped and got a good laugh out of that. It's because we're all human. We all come from one. We're all the same, whether we recognize it or acknowledge it or not. We're all the same. We breathe air. We all bleed red blood.
Yeah, and we have the we share the same sun. You know, it's not like the sun.
Right.
We have
right.
not the sun. We share the same sun. You know, the sun shine on them as well as on us.
Right.
So
that it does. So there should be no difference. And none whatsoever.
Absolutely. And then I shared the back. You know, the kind of a. A vision from, with Dr. Wilson is because Dr. Wilson come from a very humble background, and so am I. From a very humble background, I grew up, I was born in a working poor family in China, but I acquired a skill 30 years ago in China that very few Chinese had at that time by speaking English. So, you know, be able to speak a different a foreign language gave me open a door to many opportunities. I was very successful as a 25-year-old in China by owning my first home. You know, almost one in a you know, one, I mean, I would say like tens of thousands young professionals to own a home at 25 years old. And
yeah.
then God sent me to United States to study in Chicago. For better or for worse, that's the position. And then 28 years later, I feel I'm a very successful in my own right, all by myself. I came to this country with $40 in my pocket. I have no family. I came for graduate school. But now, I can retire, you know, if I just keep my expenses low, and I own a condominium across from Dr. Wilson's office in a very ritzy building.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, in the next, I would say, 20 to 30 years, the most life-changing skill is speaking Chinese.
And why is that?
Because in 30 years ago, America is the center of manufacturing industry. Today is China. If you go down Amazon, if you go to anywhere, Walmart, Target, look at the tags of the clothes, of the things you buy. It was made in, it's made in China. Okay? Being like a, or have a retail space on some street. You can even open your own digital store.
Yeah.
Amazon or even that again. Yes. So those vendors on Amazon, 75% are from China.
Wow.
And then, you know, you can connect with those people by being able to speak Chinese and be their vendors in the United States.
Know that.
Yes. So, you know, I will say, you know, in today's age, your life job skills need to be updated all the time. You know, but it's hard to get into. Not everybody can be a computer geek or, you know, be a lawyer, be a doctor. That's, you need to go through a lot of education. But learning Chinese is the easiest skill you can acquire as those being a doctor, being a lawyer, being independent, be your own boss.
Really?
Yes. And then he's from Chicago. He went to China for 2 years. He was able to speak very good Chinese. If you talk to him on the phone at the time, you wouldn't think he was not from China.
Really?
Yeah. So just thinking how you learn speak English when you're little. A 5 or 6 years old kid can speak English, right?
Right.
You didn't have to go to a school to learn.
No.
You learn from your family.
Right.
From your friends.
Right.
And learning Chinese is the same way. From friends. You don't need to go to school. And you don't need to go to school. You know, there's many things you can do. You know, there's a YouTube channels, you can learn some Chinese, and I would like to offer to teach Chinese myself here, too.
And absolutely.
And specifically, it's about doing business, doing trade with China. The language, the words you need to learn, how to work with, you know, Chinese manufacturers, be their agent.
Ah.
And, because, you know, in China, they value relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you speak English with your partner, they treat you as a customer. But if you speak Chinese with your partner, your business associate, you become their friends and family. Everybody wants to do business with a friend and family.
Yes.
So by speaking some simple Chinese words, have a simple Chinese conversation while doing business, that can take you miles.
Wow. That says a lot.
Yeah, so that's why I feel today if you see China actually in technology-wise, from e-commerce, China is you know, 10 years or more ahead of the United States.
Oh.
Unless you go, you know, from today's, you know, mainstream media, you will not see that. And
right.
The you can sense that because all the fear-mongering that spread on the mainstream media. If China is so far behind, why the mainstream advocate such a fear-mongering about China?
Yeah.
Why not fear of China? Because China is ahead of them. And in 10 years, China will be far, far more ahead of the United States.
Wow.
So what opportunity presented to the Americans now? It's the same opportunity presented to restaurants or being a... It's a salaried slave. You are
salaried
not
slave.
Independent.
Yeah.
You sell your labor to them. You know, in the most productive time of a day to them. They monopolize your time and monopolize your brain, your mind. You have no time for yourself.
None.
So try to be independent. You have to learn a new skill to be able to operate your own business, be your own boss.
Mm.
That's called a freedom. That will free you from this being a slave situation that you cannot afford your house. You know, you cannot afford vacations because all day long you are working for minimum wage that can't even pay your rent.
Yes. And you need three or four people in the house to pay the rent because the rent is so high.
Yes. The way to break out is just take a little risk, like what I did 28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Left my comfort zone, China. Come to the States. Of course, being in this country, the system. You get a higher education. You enter a white collar. You get a white collar job. Then you establish yourself. But what makes me today be independent is I quit my salary job. Be my own boss.
And weren't you afraid? Or were you afraid?
Well, you know, I think that time I trust God. Because one day I gradually become a Christian. And then I remember one day I was visit a house church in San Diego when I was visiting a friend. I didn't know anybody in that house church. But during that church, somebody stood up and pointed at me and gave me a message saying, God's going to protect you like a bubble.
Wow.
And with that, I was liberated. I said, God's going to protect me. Even though I'm against, I was very demoralized because I thought going to the United States was the worst decision I made. So
really?
My first 10 years in America, I was very demoralized because America was not what I was advertised.
Mm.
Okay?
Say that again.
Yeah. So
that again, Zoe.
And I was demoralized that I almost text me and I say, yes, I accept that message. I become fearless. And I think before that message, God already paid the way for me to be independent. I didn't know that. In hindsight, God had a plan. Even though from the day I came to the United States, further, maybe when I was even a 12-year-old in China, I just didn't know God had a plan for me. But when after that, I have faith in God. I try to follow God's message. And then, so I become, at that time I was working in real estate, mortgages. And later I was a mini developer. So I can establish myself. And so I'm just around 50 years old. I could say I don't have the right race lifestyle. I just keep my expenses low. Then I want to control my own mind.
Mm.
And I like to share. I want to encourage people who didn't the outside world, who have no idea. That's my God calling to me, to encourage everyone. That for somebody who came to this country with no family support, only $40 in my pocket, but a spirit and a faith in God,
mm.
I can be where I can be. And so can you.
That you are a testament to the possibility of what can happen because you had faith, number one, and you had a mission, number two.
Yes.
And that faith pushed you ahead of that mission, and a way was made. And that's what we have to focus on. If we're serious, it can be done. And that's one of the many reasons why you should learn to speak Chinese. If you just joined us, we are speaking with Ms. Zoe Ma. I said that right.
Yes.
And we're talking about the possibilities of you taking your business, your life, if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, taking it to the next level. And you can do that because he is a prime example of what can happen if you have faith. There's a lot of faith in all communities, but until you walk the walk, nothing happens. I got to mention this. I watched a movie last night, so it's called Go Back to China. Have you seen that movie?
No. No.
I just stumbled across it. The gist of it was there was a father who had a daughter, and he spoiled her rich, of course. He had this great big old mansion, a chauffeur, and he owned a toy plant in China. She did not want to work in a So he gave her $1 million and said, go to America, get yourself an apartment, and find you a job within a year. And he gave her $500,000. No, he gave her $500,000 to see how she did the first year. Of course, she flew through that party with the girlfriends and all that. And when she went to the last event, they were partying together. I think the bill was like $2,000. And he had cut her credit card off because she was ignoring his call. So that got her attention. She called him in the conversation, well, you got to come home because you're not going to blow through this other $500,000. And she learned a very valuable lesson. And it's because she had went to school in, was it New York or L.A.? One of those. I think it was L.A. And she got a degree in fashion design, and she couldn't find a job. So she went back. She had no money. She didn't have a choice to go back home to China. She went back home to China and worked in the factory, started using her design, and the factory blew up. And I mean blew up as a big and a large, even though it had been 30-something years already. A prime example of how you can use your skills, whatever they are, to speak Chinese. And I was thinking about this interview today, and I was like, wow, I got to ask Zoe if she saw that movie. But you have a powerful, powerful testimony. And I want you to speak on that because there's some issues going on around me that I need to take a look at. So I'm going to put you on the big screen and let you finish talking while I see what's going on here because I don't have a clue. But I would like, one of the other things that I wanted to mention too was that you said you could have your business on TikTok because if people always, why are people always still trying to get you to do Amazon, I mean, do websites? You don't need a website anymore. You can do TikTok or Amazon, TikTok or Instagram. So why would you do that?
Okay.
Well, they still do that. What do you think?
Well, I think in China, the e-commerce is already going digital, moving from a website to a TikTok and then a live stream. So you see, you know, you will see. Selling sweet potatoes, fruit.
Wow.
So the whole transaction is doing on TikTok. I think the one thing we need to, if we get Dr. Wilson elected, then advocate for trading because he has his business in doing international trade with China with his medical supplies. Medical, you know, does supplies, mask, and all those things. He is fluent in doing business with China, so he can share with us how, you know, doing the whole international trade transaction. Another thing is to have the function on TikTok to do all the shopping cart transaction, because in China, you actually can do shopping cart transaction right on TikTok. Okay, same thing. And then you enter bedroom. The whole order is processed on TikTok. You don't even need to have a computer to build a website. That cost is already eliminated. And that's a new way of doing business with like very low budget. So the e-commerce lower the threshold for of doing business. Even Amazon, you can sell to your friends, your fans, and that way, that's your client base. And I think that's the future of retail. And, you know, I know who are the best doing social media? African Americans. They are great with selling and also social media. So I think that's a platform perfect for African American community. And by able to speak Chinese, you can connect with the Chinese vendors directly from China. You do not need to go through Amazon anymore. You can sell to your own friends and family. And that's called, in China, that's called a micro business. So right now, anybody can be their own boss at a very low cost. The only added skill and make it the whole relationship on a higher level is being able to speak Chinese, business Chinese. So that's one thing I feel it will be a life-changing skill, and I would like to help people to acquire that, and then just meet some Chinese, and they will love to teach you how to speak Chinese, and they also probably can help you find some vendors in China, help to connect them, and help you to grow on, you know, trade with China. And, you know, be your own boss, have your own store selling the items you enjoy to do to your own community and build your local economy. So I hope, you know, I know sometimes the people think learning Chinese a very daunting task. But don't fear, you know, a 5-year-old, 6-year-old Chinese kids can speak Chinese in China. You don't need to be a Chinese PhD to speak a very sophisticated Chinese. You just need to have a daily conversation as a 5 or 6 year old. And, you know, that's it's not a very tall task. So hopefully I can encourage you to learn Chinese. You know, my golden rule to be independent and successful is be your own boss. Not to come on the salaried W-2 employment. Control your mind, control your time, and control your life.
Yes. You are right on target. If you want something different, you got to do something different. And that means Chinese may be, learning the language of Chinese may be your saving grace. And that's why you should learn to speak Chinese.
Go ahead. A lot of African Americans do not know. There's about 200,000 Africans living in China. In South China city called Guangzhou, they actually have a place called, in South Chinatown, they have an African village.
Really?
Yes. And those are the Africans from Africa. A lot of them, because a lot of Africans from Africa receive a Chinese education scholarship, and they really, you know, even when I was in college 30 years ago, this program started a long time ago, that China gave free scholarship to Africans to study, to a college degree in China. Many of them stayed in China after the graduation, and with between China and Africa, many of them settled in south in a city called Guangzhou. So, if Africans from Africa can do great in China, so can African Americans.
Every artist. Wow, it's funny how non-American communities can go abroad and do well, but Americans are so afraid to tap into other communities. African Americans, that has been my experience. Even though there's a lot that travel, and they travel well, and they travel off, but there's still a lot as it relates to business. There's still a lot of hesitancy. Go ahead.
I think it's the fear mongering on the media.
Yes.
If they intimidate you.
Yes.
And there's many Americans moved to China. They teach English in Chinese like secondary school, and they get paid really well. I can assure you, some is on TikTok, but I can share with you. And then the experience from them, they take China any day over America.
Wow.
So here is they manufacture a story. Try to manipulate your mind. Keep your mind as a slave that you do not control. So all you need to do is get a plane ticket to China. Maybe now it's not very easy because China has a strict control of COVID, because the Chinese government policy is to protect the life of citizens. Just thinking, China has three times of U.S. population and maybe 1% of the COVID deaths.
Oh, wow.
I think China, maybe less, because less than 10,000 Chinese died from COVID. You are talking about 1.5 million Americans died from COVID.
Good Lord, those numbers are, ooh.
Yeah, I think the COVID, percent.
Wow.
US is about 30%.
Wow.
So, you know, you can accuse, every government have a different policy. My mom is still living in China at 80 years old all by herself.
Really?
She has never got COVID. She's very well protected. And that's why I'm supporting the senior citizens. China, the Chinese government did its utmost to protect the life of citizens, senior citizens, including my mom. My mom has took a vaccine, three doses of vaccines, but still, you know, I feel she's well protected.
She took no vaccine, or
she did.
She took three doses.
She did, but there's a lot of, I think the cities, there's a lot of seniors. I think seniors have very low in vaccination rate of COVID because they have, you know, they're older, they're afraid of vaccines. So that's why China still have to have strict COVID zero to COVID policy, just protect those who chose not to be vaccinated. And in China, you think this is a police state. You're probably going to arrest people not taking vaccines, but that's not the case. People have a choice. Because there's a low vaccination rate among senior citizens. And senior citizens China is still a very important group of population. I can tell you, the happiest age group in China is the senior citizens in China.
Oh, well.
Kind of like a panda. They are protected like a panda.
Wow, then we need to be in China because in America, if you're a senior citizen, it's dirt.
They have free their health care, pension, you know, and they actually senior citizens, you know, China, the retirement age is 50 years old for women, 55 for men.
Wow. And it used to be that here in the United States, not anymore. They moved it up to 75, 77. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then so the group, the age group, I was 50 years old. The Chinese senior citizens have a higher income than the other working group.
Really?
Because, yeah, they make a lot of money. Senior citizens, they make a lot of money. The retirement.
Wow.
Yeah. So the system is very different, but I think China is a new opportunity, a new Wild West for you to explore. And the only skill you need, learn to speak Chinese.
Learn
will be open for you.
Oh, wow. So when we come back, I'm going to let you take over to do the examples of what it is that you want to do because we did not take our 7:30 break and it's after 8 o'clock now. Very short because I have Naeem on the switchboard and he probably has commercials to play, but I'm going to play a quick promo right here and we will be right back.
And
you don't, and we do hope that you will join us. And the information is right there on the screen. Go to highlearningnetwork.org, or you can always email me, Zelda@highlearningnetwork.org. Makes a great gift. You don't even have to leave the house. You can send your mom, dad, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, friend, anybody. Give them gifts of a worry-free life. If I've learned how to do it, you can too. So be sure to check it out. Updates will be on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Did I say Zelda Speaks? I meant Zelda Speaks. And today we're back with Zoe Ma, and we are discussing why you should learn Chinese and the benefits of speaking Chinese, especially if you are a business owner or entrepreneur. Updates will always be on my blog. Right now I'm going to start walking because I've got to walk over to City Hall. and you are going to take it away. Oh, I forgot to mention. Stretch to lead to 219-699-2114 to be included in our newsletter and other information.
Thank you. So I think some people are thinking, well, learning Chinese may be a very difficult because people think Chinese is the most difficult language to learn. Yes and no. Okay, my son actually is also learning Chinese now at school.
How old is he?
He's 17 years old.
Okay.
I, you know, a lot of, because of here, you don't have an opportunity to use the language. And we have an English-speaking household, so it's not very easy for him to learn. And I never send him, you know, like many other Chinese parents send the kids to Sunday school to learn Chinese. But now, my son is going to want to be a in the future, and because he's Chinese American, he was sending scripts in Chinese.
Oh,
wow. He has no choice but to learn the language.
If you base your business on someone else's site, you are now beholden to TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Oh, good, good. That is Jody Susan. Name of the movie, Jody. How come why am I in my car? Because I've got to go to a press conference. It's starting in a few minutes, and I have to do this interview. That's why I'm in my car, because I need to be close to City Hall, because it starts at 8:30. So I hope that answers your question. Love, control your own time and mind. You are absolutely right. Grand Rising. So, okay, so I've got the comment out of the way, and Naima will be joining us shortly, but right now she's not. So let me get rid of the comments, and that way you can continue. Go ahead.
Okay.
And try to ignore the noise.
It's okay. I think that, you know, I hope I have this opportunity to talk to you more in the future.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a part two.
Yeah, and, you know, just speak just some basic Chinese that you can to learn. You know, Chinese actually is, I want to just give you some surprising facts. Chinese has a very relatively uncomplicated grammar. Actually, you know, the word order is very much like English, unlike French, German, also no verb. Is, you know, eat is eat, no matter if you're in the past, in the future, right now. So Chinese has a very simple grammar. And sometimes, you know, and in the word order, you say, I love you. You can almost use the same order, like, I, or love, I, you, me. So I love you, why? So it's just make the, you know, just learn a few Chinese words, and then you can maybe get by putting in the English grammar way, and you can be fine. And, you know, Chinese is actually, China has several hundred dialects, and China chose one of the dialects to be the official standard languages for people to communicate. So don't be afraid you can't speak like standard Chinese, because I can tell you probably half of the Chinese population cannot speak standard Chinese. They have,
really?
Yes. Because
how is possible?
See, you know, like people from Hong Kong, okay? Because Hong Kong is their main language, and when they speak Chinese, and they are not standard, but people can understand each other in the context. So they kind of, you know, just swing it. So don't be afraid. Chinese is a language that you don't have to worry about to speak wrong, because half of the Chinese population cannot speak very good Chinese either. So you are just one of them. As long as you can speak some, you'll be fine.
You and are kidding.
It's true. I can tell you, okay. In 1991, after I graduated from college, because I went to college with about 500 students from Xinjiang Uyghurs, so I decided to visit their hometown after I graduated from college. So I took a train like four to five days to Xinjiang to visit my friend's family. And guess what? His dad, who is a Uyghur, had to find an interpreter to talk to me. Because not, you know, still 30 years ago, there's still a lot of people do not speak Chinese.
Wow.
And then you're just thinking, you know, so you're in a, almost like the Spanish in America. You know, there are certain population of Spanish living in America, you know, Hispanic living in America do not speak English, right? Same
right.
thing in China. And they speak a broken English to get by. And in China, you can speak broken Chinese to get by, because people appreciate you are willing to communicate with them, so they are very accommodating.
Okay.
So don't worry about it, you know, you don't speak perfect Chinese, because yeah, no one is perfect. Even like for me, I'm from like kind of Manchuria of China, New England of China, so we speak a little bit accent, and Chinese can really tell by your accent where you are from, because almost nobody speaks the language you hear on radio. That's very standard, and I can tell you probably 99% of Chinese cannot speak the language that actually you hear from radio, because that's needed special
wow.
training to do that.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. You know, in China, you, as long as you can put a few words together, and people will help you to speak. Like I do the same with my son. I help him to put the words together, and then so he can learn.
So he speaks Chinese better than me, ready?
Way, 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 way better.
So but he's born here?
Yeah, he's born here.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't want to push Chinese to him, because if there's no chance to use it, what's the point? But because
right.
he wants to go to acting, and sometimes the script comes in Chinese,
oh.
so he has to learn. So it's a life skill. He sees it as a life skill that
right.
he will you know, put his heart and mind into it. So I mean, if you in the next 20 years, the only way you learn from your competitor is to be able to understand their language.
Right. You have to understand the language, because otherwise there's no transaction happening.
And also because if you use, you know, of course, there's a certain percent of the Chinese speak English, but that's a second-hand knowledge.
What do you mean?
Because they only tell you what they want to tell you. It's not all the information available. If you can speak Chinese and you can read some Chinese, you actually learn more than what other people told you.
So you need to get it firsthand.
You want to have firsthand knowledge of Chinese, you know, your business partner. You want to know, hear the small talks. If people want to talk behind you, you know what they're, you have to learn what they're talking about,
okay.
right? And also, so you can break the barrier that put in place by the mainstream media about the fear of China.
Girl in the movie, Go Back to China, that I was telling you about earlier, she could speak it, but she couldn't. She understood it better than she could speak it.
I'm at City Hall. Okay, I'm going to take it away again because I'm at City Hall and I don't see anybody here. So, well, through City Hall. You go down to the other end. Those people should be here. Okay, take it away, Billy.
Okay. So, I think I also sent you, remember I sent you the video of two Africans singing Chinese songs?
Right. Ooh,
I think maybe we can share. There's a lot of, actually, I think a year ago, I did a TikTok about white people in China. And so I have a lot of, you know, Africans or African Americans living in China talking about their experience. And it's so funny. So I would like to share that at one point. Living in China. And then that, you know, they are talking from real life experience. Their first personal experience, I can see volume about what's possible between Africans, and China. And then we use that kind of experience and to actually make improve our personal life in America, doing trade. I think in China was also in international trade because I was one of the few who can speak English in the 1990s. So I was hired by a Singaporean company, a subsidiary of Nobel Prize Industries, Nobel Industries from Sweden. So they hired me as assistant, to the chief trade representative in Beijing. So I was given a salary of 20 times of an average Chinese at the time. Because my job was help facilitate the trade between China and Singapore and Sweden.
Really?
Yeah. So at that time, my buying power is equivalent to $500,000 dollars. And just thinking for a 25 years old.
Wow.
That I have above anybody else, just being able to speak English. That's all. Because I was an English major at the university.
You were an English major, so that helped a lot.
Yeah, so, but like today, you may not need to become a Chinese major to start your business. I think if we every day we spend a little bit of time, just thinking, use a Chinese, speaking Chinese as icebreaker. You know?
Okay.
So then, you know, have a little bit, you'll be able to speak a little bit Chinese in about like 6 months. Let's say just 6 months. We can see. And then, you know what? After that, the partner that your Chinese partner will become your friend. They will teach you more. And then it's a life learning experience.
Good morning, Medea.
Good morning.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this. It says City Hall is back there, and I'm like, that's 181. They must have made it wrong. I need to call them. So, do it, and I've got to make a call because I've got to find out where these people are. All right. Go ahead, Zoe.
Okay, so as far as the language goes, I saw a little bit on the website that they so you have understand of just try to alleviate some fear about learning Chinese because probably in most people's mind, Chinese is a very hard language. But spoken Chinese is not that difficult. The written one can be daunting. because Chinese is one of the few languages. There's two sets of system, the phonetic and the written are two separate systems, and that make it daunting. But you know, just so here I say. It says Chinese has a relatively uncomplicated grammar, unlike French, German, or English. Chinese has no verb conjugation, no need to memorize verb tenses, and no non-declension, like gender or number distinguishes. For example, while some languages learn different verb forms like see, saw, seen, all you need to say I love you, the word love is I. But in English, you have to say I loved, you know, in the past, future, and present, or will be loving. Well, love, I. So that makes it, you know, it's easier.
Okay. Hi. I'm here for the
The basic word order of Chinese is subject, verb, and object, exactly like as in English. So that's what makes it easier for English speakers, because it's same word order.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to be so good. Let's keep talking until I figure this out.
So, like I said, are very similar in English. So if you know three words, like today we learned, three words, I love you. I in Chinese, 我, yeah, that's fine. Love in Chinese is I. You in Chinese, me. So I love you in Chinese, 我. So hopefully that actually the first phrase to learn in Chinese, I love you, I, me. So when you meet, you make some business connection and meet a Chinese partner in person, you can use the words I love you, and I'm sure your partner will be so happy to know that you actually speak some Chinese. That's a great icebreaker, and it will make your business relationship grow very well, and then they will also like to help you to succeed in America. So like I said, Chinese going to be the business language in the next 20 to 30 years. And if you want to be doing business in America, be having your own shop and a product that actually 90% made in China, then you can import the product South in the United States. You can be your own boss and control your own life and be independent and successful. I hope learning this new skill that you do not have to go to university, spend 2 years in college or even another 3 years in or master degree, you have this very important life skill that I can bring your improve your life. So let's see.
Okay.
So yeah, you're done. Okay, so I think maybe we can have a new
okay, I think we're gonna have to finish this tomorrow.
Okay.
On the next one.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much, Zoe. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I thank you for the opportunity to say good morning today, and I hope to see you again. Thank you.
Oh, where we going?
I don't know how.
I mean, where?
And
yes, so we are here at the Cook County Board of Elections, where candidates are filing. We just heard from Paul Vallis, who has filed his petition, and we've got the caller, area code 312-671. You're live on Female Solution. Go ahead with your comments as we're here with the candidates.
We are in Yashalom, Ahua. We don't die, we multiply. Black power forever, and black is beautiful, like you, Sister Naima Latif. How you doing today?
We're wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Here with the candidates filing for mayor of the city of Chicago. So,
All right. Well, you're at the right place at the right time about the right business. And you know, I've got a question to ask all of the candidates, and especially Dr. Willie Wilson. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump from Chicago. Matter of fact, Robert Floyd Cole Plump, Chicago. That Cole and Nat King Cole in my family. So, you know, I've been accustomed to superstars all my life.
Hold on 1 quick second. We're going to see if we can ask a question of all about here. Hold 1 second. Hold 1 second. We'll bring you right back.
No, he said he was
going to
be here, like, first thing in the morning. He said he was going to be first in line. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Vallis. Just 1 quick question.
Oh, not Dr. Vallis now. Don't explain my resume.
Well, you've earned it, silence.
I know. Well, thank you.
But what do you think was the motivation for so many people to have decided to run for mayor against the incumbent?
Well, not only so many people, but, you know, let's face it, there are prominent candidates running again. And I think it's because the city's communities, so many leaders from the black community running too. There's a real feel that there's a real feeling that the city is not going in the right direction, whether it's public safety, whether it's schools, whether it's affordability, whether it's investing in the long disinvested communities. I think there's just a feeling that the city is in need of new leadership, new direction, and the type of leadership that can bring the city together. And I think that's why you see as many. I think that's why Truey decided to run. That's why Alderman Sawyer decided to retire and run. I think that's the reason Willie's running again. So, you know, I think it's leadership. That's the issue.
Do you expect that the voting population will vote along racial lines, or do you think it's going to be based on?
You know, I've always had great faith in the voters to make the right decision, and the right decision on supporting the candidate who best represents their interests, who is willing to make the tough calls and to offer real solutions. And that's, you know, needing, you know, having the right to live in a safe community, having the right to go to a quality school, and so when people ask me what, you know, who my constituency is, my constituency is anyone who wants to live in a safe city. You know, anyone who wants to live in a city where no matter where you live, you have quality educational choices, and the quality of your choices is not determined by your zip code or your income, and that we live in a city that's not going to neglect any area of the community. And you know, when I built my 78 schools, the overwhelming vast majority of our new school buildings were built in the poorest communities in the city. So, you know, I've always taken a holistic approach to addressing the needs of the city, and I'll do so as mayor.
Well, thank you so much for
my pleasure. Listen, anytime you need to get a hold of me, just text me, message me, okay?
Absolutely, do that.
Let me give you my personal card.
Absolutely.
Brian, do you have a card I can give?
Yes, yeah. And I'll text you all of our information.
Oh, don't give her the button. Give her a card.
Right.
Yeah. anytime you need to get a hold of me, just call.
Okay, and I'm Naima Latif, and you've spoken to our live audience on the Female
Always.
Solution Global Radio TV
well,
show.
Forward.
We'll get in touch.
Anytime.
Thank you
Thanks.
So much. We'll do that. And that was Paul Ballas, who has thrown his hat into the ring. And we're going to take a quick break and bring back and let you speak to Minister Robert Floyd Plump. And all right. Oh, let me see. Oh, think he dropped out. Okay. Well, we're gonna.
Okay. We got a million
things spread out all over the place. And we're actually. Ready to speak to Dr. Willie Wilson and get more of his thoughts on what he expects as he continues his run for mayor. And all right.
Here we are with Dr. Rose.
About the mayor not filing her petition today. Do you think it's a sign of weakness?
She don't have a sign. It's not a sign of weakness. She doesn't have it. I believe it may be history for 10 years. That's the kind of thing.
Okay.
So it shows the whole situation that she's going to lose. I think she will go out, right? We want to tell her out of town back
to. This is the first time you're in the same room as many of your future opponents. How do you feel about your chances?
I mean, we've always had a that's pretty much it. We don't. I think that I know there's a couple of money in the state. I do question a lot of this. They're not having necessary dollars around here. Stuff like that. If I couldn't afford to be in that way, financially, all those different things, well, the family is great, so, well, I don't know. People look just as if you want. Yeah, it did get me a full bono. Yeah, I don't even know. That's not what I wanted. Yeah. And then this way, for those people who live out here that is a big donor, right? I'm not accepting a big paycheck. You can give us $1,000, $100, something like that. But I'm not accepting $50,000. Because that way, I'm free to serve people.
What do you think about the news that Raymond Lopez is dropping out of the race for mayor? Does that help you, do you think?
No, I mean, I don't look at it that way. Raymond, I like Raymond, he's a good guy.
Will you take his endorsement? Will you seek his endorsement?
With him?
Yeah, from him. Will you seek his endorsement, Raymond Lopez?
Anybody welcome to do it. I mean, if he endorsed me, I think that's, and make that decision. I was pretty base. My base, as you all know, is African American base. But now we're expanding base out into the spirit, the Latino area.
Thank you.
And that was Paul Vallis. And as we continue on the Board of Elections, where candidates are filing, and you can continue to watch on at ZeldaSpeaks.com. Zelda Speaks on Facebook. And you'll see more on air daily news.
You doing? Good. Hey, where's Amanda?
Good, how are you? And Dr. After he